Happy Wednesday and welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia of News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Look, as you're well aware of, there is no NBA action because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And as always, as of this recording, there has been no official word from the NBA whether or not games will resume, if and when, or even at all. So we'll still have to wait it out. And by the way, I do hope you are being safe and washing your hands and social distancing, et cetera, et cetera. But just because there's no NBA action on, you know, in the AT&T Center or at the Barclays Center or at Madison Square Garden does not mean there is still some sort of NBA action. As you all are well aware of, I also cover the NBA 2K League. And the NBA 2K League is doing their part to fill the gap right now. Take, for example, they're having the NBA 2K, this is a 3-on-3 showdown right now, and several teams are participating, such as, you know, the Hawks Talon and the Pistons GC. And ESPN reportedly will also have a players-only NBA 2K20 tournament, again, reportedly set to air this week. Needless to say, you see where I'm going with this. Because of the time that we're sitting in right now, social distancing is a big thing, but there's still ways to connect. And with the NBA, you know, seeing its NBA 2K League enter season 3, whenever that was going to happen, because they're on hold as well. The point is, this is a good way to have that connection with somebody, still see some NBA action, still see players behind the controller, you know, working on their virtual craft. It's just a fun time, and there's a ways to get out of that rut, out of that quarantine life, and have some fun. But as you know, the San Antonio Spurs do not have a team in the NBA 2K League. They're just one of very few teams left that do not. I think it's the Spurs, the Pelicans, the Nuggets. You're looking at the Clippers, the Bulls. So, you know, eventually the league and all its NBA teams will have a franchise. The Spurs, as of this recording, do not have one. So kind of begs the question, well, why not? Why, if anything, proves that right now in this coronavirus day that we're living in, why maybe the Spurs should have joined and how it would have been beneficial. And look, I'm still kind of a novice at the NBA 2K League, so I couldn't do this show without some help. And in just a few seconds, I'm inviting my friend and pro NBA 2K player, Shockey. He'll be joining in a minute, but we're going to be talking about why the Spurs should have joined, why they should join eventually, and why it's a good thing. And then later on the show, Shockey is going to give us his opinion on his best NBA 2K20 Spurs lineup. So without further ado, Shockey, also known as, well, his real name is Masood Balogun. Shockey, welcome to Locked On Spurs.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem, buddy. And by the way, you know, we spoke before we recorded. You are doing safe and, you know, keeping that quarantine life going, aren't you?
Yep. You know, staying in a house. As I just announced, we're going to be here for like another month or so. So
yeah,
just trying to keep busy. You know, the only time I do go outside is if I'm going on a quick little jog, just getting some fresh air. So I'm just not going insane.
I don't blame you. But look, you know, the you know, your league, you know, you definitely are a pro player and you lit it up last season with Nets Gaming. The NBA 2K League, they're doing their part to try to keep that going, try to keep that monotony, you know, broken. And they're hosting, you know, tournament later tonight. And you saw, you know, the report that ESPN is also hosting a 2K players tournament only. But this begs the question, Shockey, you're a pro player. Are you a little bit shocked the San Antonio Spurs, let alone the rest of the teams that don't have a franchise, are you shocked that they just don't have one?
Yeah, I am, honestly. You know, the goal for the league was to get all 30 teams in by season 3. So obviously that hasn't been fulfilled yet. But we're, you know, we're seeing a slow growth in that. Recently, we just had the Hornets, Venom join in along with Shanghai. As well, which they're based in Los Angeles, I believe. And, you know, it's just an opportunity, I believe, that the Spurs and other teams are missing. Like, we're now in this pandemic, and, you know, fans are craving and dying for basketball, and they don't have an esports team that they can follow. So I'm pretty sure the 2K League will be the first like esports league to continue their operations, probably sooner than later, but probably can see them come back in around maybe late April or so, who knows? But they'll probably start hosting, I would assume they would start hosting games online, which is the power of esports. You know, you can take their game and play it anywhere, and broadcast it as well. So I think that's just an, you know, a great example of how like the Spurs are missing that opportunity to tap in and hone in with the younger generation and get some fans from that.
You know, Shockey, last season, when I started my rookie season covering the 2K League, and you're well aware of this, you saw me there at the arena practically almost every day, you know, every game I was there. And I had a lot of players such as yourself and your colleagues kind of approach me and ask me like, why are you here? You know, you're not a traditional 2K esports guy, but why are you here? So a lot of them thought that I was there because, you know, they thought that the Spurs sent me to go check it out. But that's not true. That's not true. But something that is true that did happen, and I'm gonna get your thoughts on this, is last season the Spurs did go out there, check it out. The Spurs did, through some of my sources, told me, contact few coaches to kind of get the pulse of the league. When you hear things like that from an NBA team that is inquiring, does that give you hope, or is it kind of a, okay, that's good to hear, Jeff, but this thing takes time, and you know, Spurs fans shouldn't be, you know, thinking that it's coming down the road, or is this a positive thing that makes you believe that it's right there, they're going to join, it's just a matter of time?
Yeah, I think it's right there, and I think some of the GMs of these teams, I think they're just waiting and seeing to see if, you know, if this is the right investment for them. So I think you know, each team is different. They're, you know, they have different budgets and so forth. And I think ultimately, you know, it's a business, and the goal is to obviously make money. I think there's plenty of opportunity with esports. It's just going to keep on growing each and every single year. I was actually reading about something how, like, you know, it was kind of like how social media kind of started. You know, it started with like MySpace, and then, you know, now all these companies are now billion-dollar companies. So you can kind of see the same thing with like esports. You know, something really new to people, which it's still like educating the market. And it's just gonna continue to blow, and I think it's just the time is now to get in it. So you know, hopefully it's not too late, but I'm pretty sure all 30 teams will join it. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, again, we are talking with Shockey. He played with the Nets Gaming Club last year, and I believe that was the Nets also their rookie franchise season as well, wasn't it, Shockey?
Yeah, it was.
So, and he was a big part in the inaugural season for Nets Gaming. Shockey, when you look at the landscape of the 2K League right now, and you got to factor in that with the coronavirus pretty much shutting down the world, if you really think about it. You know, e-gaming or esports, as you mentioned quite clearly, is a great way to connect with people right now. Can you explain to Spurs fans who just simply don't understand it? Because we got to give them the benefit of the doubt. They San Antonio does not have a franchise. Can you explain to them it's not just simply guys playing video games, it's more than that?
Yeah, it's definitely more than that. You know, esports is it's a sport at the end of the day, I believe. So, you know, it takes hand-eye coordination. There's training, there's practices. You know, just like how you watch, you know, your favorite Spurs players such as DeMar DeRozan and Marcus Aldridge. You know, you could do that virtually as well. So you just think of the same 5-on-5 on the hardwood, just on a virtual world. But instead of you using those NBA players, you play as yourselves, so which is cool, and it's just the same concept. The same concept. It's basketball at the end of the day, and I think that's the advantage that that the NBA 2K League has over the other esports. It's very easy to understand, and it can and it translates globally. So I think, you know, if you love basketball and you're a fan of basketball, you will love esports, and I think that should be one of the reasons why the Spurs should join, and hopefully they do.
Let's just say you know, tomorrow night, you know, we hear a big announcement from the league. Hey, we're back. And we're obviously, Shockey and I, we're pretending this is not true. But let's just pretend that the NBA 2K League announces that they're back. They're going to start operations sooner than later. And, oh, by the way, San Antonio joins. And obviously people will be loving that, especially in South Texas. What would you tell Spurs fans who just heard that news what to expect from the team slash the league?
You know what you'll see is you'll see a very fun team, a team that's gonna, you know, be involved in the community, and just educate the masses on esports, and you particularly understand that you know, gaming, it's very, very important in society today. And I believe that the Spurs, if they, you know, have their team, you'll see how competitive they will be, just like they are on the hardwood, and there's things and qualities you can take away from it.
Yeah. And from my experience last year in season two, I was a bit skeptical. I was curious. I was like, you know, let me go check this out. You know, it was very convenient. I think everybody knew that I lived just a few blocks away from the arena, and they was like, oh, well, that's why he's always here. He just lives right on the corner. I was just thinking, like, hey, you know, what is this? What is this? I see this, you know, I get the press releases from the 2K League, the NBA, and like, what is this? Realize it's right down the street. I go. The first thing that caught my attention, Shockey, was the energy that the players bring. It is not just simply they're quiet and, you know, moving the sticks around and, you know, when sitting still. It's vocal. And you see a lot of communication with the team. Can you explain to Spurs fans that are listening right now that are just trying to grapple with the idea of what an esports team like Nets Gaming was for you? You're going to see more than just simply guys playing games. You know, talk about that interaction among the players. Exactly, on the team.
Right. So, you know, if you're watching it from home, I would say it's a lot different than you actually being at the studio, as you can attest to. So compared to like the other traditional esports where, let's just say it's like 5-on-5, there'd be 5 players on one side of the stage and 5 on the other. But instead, the 2K League is very different, where it's a circular seating. So you're literally right across from your opponent. And that triggers like the trash talking into the game. And I think that's a element that the 2K League has over the other esports. You know, trash talk adds to entertainment, you know. So being on stage, you see the trash talk, you see the coaches, players communicating, standing up, yelling at each other, on the big screen, just going back and forth. And it's very, very honestly entertaining. So, like I said, it's easier to understand it if you actually go, which the league has done last year in season two, was like they started to travel to different markets during their tournaments, so people can experience the league. I'm not sure with this whole corona thing how that's going to work out this year, but you know, in the future, the league, I'm pretty sure it plans to continue to go to different markets and cities around the country, so people can actually experience what it's like to be at a 2K league game.
Yeah, and you know, I get a lot of questions like that from Spurs fans that would see me, you know, covering Nets game, you know, or Hawks Talon, or Pistons game, you know, or Celtics game, whatever. Like, you know, what is this? Initially, a lot of the pushback was, okay, cool, but we don't know what this is. And I got a lot of that. And eventually, towards the end of the season, they came around this, oh, okay, you know, I'm starting to see a little bit of it. I still don't understand it, but I see what it is. These are team of guys behind a controller playing as one and controlling every individual player on the video, on the virtual court. Now, Shockey, tell everybody your experience of playing on the NBA 2K League team, the highs, the lows, the trash talk, what you felt on that stage.
So for me, like the very first time, like I actually got on the team, which was with the Pacers game in my first season. It was a little bit nerve-wracking, because you know, you've been used to playing in your home for so many years, and now you're kind of stepping out of your comfort zone. So that was very, very different. But at the end of the day, as soon as you lock in and get on that stage, you're playing the video game at the end of the day. So like, what you've been playing for so long and what you've trained for so long to do. So it honestly, it's the same preparation you take in like as any other sporting event. Whether it's you listen to music before the game, drink a Red Bull or whatever the case might be, whatever your pregame ritual is, you know, it translates to the gaming scene as well. So, you know, for me, listening to music for about 20 minutes or so, coach has their huddle, and then we walk down the stage, and then it's game on. We're now friends with the other team, and we're doing our best to win the game.
Yeah, and from my experience covering it, Shockey's right. They literally have player introductions, just like you would see in an NBA court when they come off the bench and go on the center court and they're hooping and hollering high five. It's exactly the same thing in arena. They come down the stairs. Mm-hmm. There's a staircase that comes from the top of the arena. Well, I don't know if I was going to be in the new arena, but from last year, they would come down the stairs, you know, and enter the center court and, you know, take your seats and let's rock and roll. So that's exactly what it is. Now, Shockey, before we transition into our next topic, which should be fun, you know, your favorite, your all-time, or, you know, who would you put together on an NBA 2K20 team? If you could tell, if you were in the meeting right now with the San Antonio Spurs brass and, you know, and their owners and GMs and everything, how would you pitch to them why they should join the 2K League?
Oh, good question. I'll tell them if they want to tap into the younger generation, and the age of the media, everything is just being digitalized. The time is now to get in. You know, and during this pandemic with the coronavirus, we can see how the opportunity to have an esports game to continue your basketball ways with fans and still give them content. We see how, you know, teams like the Phoenix Suns, even though they don't have a team, they initiated connecting with fans through NBA 2K. So NBA 2K has been the world's, you know, top selling basketball video game, and it has millions of fans, and not to mention the millions of players who play in China, which is a huge market for the NBA as well. So knowing that you have fans who are, you know, who love the video game and a chance to tap into the younger generation and build more fans, is only going to make your organization more well-known, but also another chance to give fans another form of entertainment.
And with that, the Spurs are going to sign the dotted line and get a franchise because Shockey just nailed it, you know. So hopefully that will happen down the road. All right, when we get back, Shockey and I are going to continue our chat about the San Antonio Spurs, or at least the virtual San Antonio Spurs, and he's going to give us the team that he would assemble if he was behind the sticks right now and looking at his NBA 2K20 game and what guys he would have wearing silver and black. We're back, and we're joined by Mashud Balogun, also goes by Shockey, which is his gamer name, and he is a pro NBA 2K League player. Last season, he played with the Nets gaming crew and was a big part in their inaugural season. So, Shockey, thank you for coming back for this segment of Locked On Spurs. And by the way, you know, you want to give out your Twitter handle or anything social media that you would like to share with those listening?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, to follow me on Twitter at @oshockey2k, also on Instagram, Shockey2k, where, you know, I'll just keep up to date with the 2K League and post gameplay and tweets about the league. I'm also streaming on twitch.tv/Shockey_TV as well, where you can find gameplay of me playing Call of Duty, 2K, and other video games. And also, I just started writing for the What You Expect .com, so where I post articles about the 2K League and gaming in general, and they also have other pop culture and stuff, so you can check that out as well.
All right, make sure to follow Shockey on all social media platforms. He just just gave out right now. Shockey, you know, with everybody getting shut in and quarantined, many Spurs fans right now are probably turning to their console. And one of the games they got more than likely to have on rotation is NBA 2K20. If you were behind that controller right now and you had to put together a solid NBA 2K20 Spurs team, who would be on that squad and why?
Oh man, this is a piece of cake right here. So for my point guard, I'm definitely going with Tony Parker. The guy's crafty. He's fast. He gets into the paint. He has a really, really good mid-range jump shot. So the guys I want to orchestrate my offense would definitely be Tony Parker. For my shooting guard, I'm definitely going to take Manu Ginobili off the bench and put him in that starting lineup.
Nice.
The guy, he can score at will. One of the original OGs for the Eurostep. The guy, he's very crafty, and the guy I could count on to get a bucket for me. For my third, I need a lockdown out there. I'm going with Kawhi Leonard. If I need a stop, he's going to be my go-to stopper. So the guy can play both sides of the ball, and I think that's something that's very, very important at the three spot. And at the four, I'm going with one of the best power forwards of all time, Tim Duncan.
Got to.
You know, self-explanatory. The guy does everything you need him to do on the court. And to go alongside him, I'm definitely going with David Robinson.
Nice pick.
Big, strong. Does it all as well. And I think with that starting five, I can't see myself losing, honestly. I have a mixture of everything, from shooting to defense to everything.
You know, you can also do this too if you want to shock you. You can also have George the Iceman Gervin coming off that bench in his prime.
Oh, yes. I forgot about George Gervin. Yes, I'll take that too. Actually, I might take him and put Manu where he's pretty comfortable off the bench. I'll put Manu back on the bench and I'll put Gervin in there.
That's interesting you brought that up. Why would you make that move?
Because I think Manu, as we've seen over his career, he's been one of the best six men in the history of the game, and a guy I could count on to get a spark off the bench. Whereas Gervin, I haven't seen him come off the bench, so I'm not sure what type of production I'll get from him. But I know, you know, when he does start, you know, you're going to get that production. So I think it's safe to say to put Manu in his original role, and I think I'll be fine.
Yeah, you know, you can also beef up that bench. You have other guys that were very impactful for the Spurs during their glory days, winning titles. You know, mm-hmm. You got guys like Bruce Bowen. You know, I don't. You know,
yeah,
we always hear about lockdowns. You I learned that right away covering the 2K league the second season. lockdown. Yep. I was like, what does this mean? Lockdown? Why is every time about lockdown? Oh, because it means lockdown defender. So you can have Bruce Bowen on there. You can even have, as you mentioned, you know, Gervin. If you really want to go deep into Spurs lore, you can have some of the ABA greats. I mean, talk about way back in the 70s now, Shockey, such as Mike Mitchell, you know, there's a bunch of guys on that list too. And, you know, this is what makes the game so great. And I think this is why Spurs fans should be banging the door on the Spurs front office saying, hey, get us in the league, get us in the NBA 2K league. Because it's just another way to cheer on the team. And, you know, that's really what it means, Shockey.
I totally agree. You know, like I said, and I'm just keep on like preaching it. The time is now to get into esports. You know, we've seen it. We've seen Adam Silver. You know, I believe he attended one of the League of Legends championships. I believe he was hosted at Madison Square Garden. And he really saw the power of esports and how it just filled up an entire arena. And that's going to be the 2K League at some point. And you don't want to be that team that comes in, you know, 4 or 5 years late and, you know, you're struggling to build a roster, which because all the great players, you know, they're being scooped up by all these teams and, you know, the talent, who knows what the talent might be in the years down the line. But, you know, I could tell you this now, like a lot of the greatest players that I've played with or played against throughout 2K for these numbers of years, they're already in the league and franchise with these teams. So, you know, I'm pretty sure there's going to be another generation worth of talent, of course. But, you know, the time is now to get in.
You heard that right there, Spurs. If you're listening in right now, the time is to get in now. And, you know, Shockey and I, we were there. You know, we're in that arena. When you saw, you sent out a scouting party, basically, which y'all did, to figure out what was going on with the league. And also found out, too, Shockey, last season, the Spurs attended the 2K League Summit for those teams that are not in the league to be, you know, check it out. And, you know, if they're interested in getting a franchise. So they attended that as well. And usually those are your first indicators that it's coming sooner than later. You know, sending the summit, you know, sending a scouting party. Basically what they did, they said literally sent a scouting party to the arena that night. I know because I asked if I could talk to them, and the NBA 2K League PR said, nah, don't even think about it. So I was like, darn. So, yeah, so it's coming sooner or later. And, you know, just to recap, I think it's the complete list. And Shockey, tell me if I've got this right. It's Spurs, Pelicans, Suns, Nuggets, Clippers and Bulls and Rockets, right? Those are the last seven teams, I think.
I believe you are right.
So the Spurs are just one of seven teams that don't have one. And Jacques and I know already that another team likely is going to announce soon, but we're not going to let that out of the cat out of the bag on this show right now. So we're well aware of another team that should be knocking on the door very, very soon. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with San Antonio. You know, my opinion, though, Shockey, if I had to put, you know, bet down, I think they'd probably be one of the very, very last to join. Just knowing the franchise, just knowing how they operate. And you know, they recently, you know, they're a small market, very small market. They sold off a couple of their properties. They owned a minor league hockey team. They sold it. They owned a WNBA franchise. They sold it. So, you know, it sounds to me that, yeah, they could be feeling some, you know, pinching of the pennies time right now. So we'll see. But I would take a guess that they might be like one of the last two or maybe the last one to join if I had to put a bet down. But all right. But when Shockey and I get back, we're going to continue talking about the virtual San Antonio Spurs. We're back and we're joined by Shockey. He is a professional esports gamer. And last season he played with the Nets Gaming Club and did a bang up job for Nets Gaming. Shockey, let's talk about you now. What is your future with the NBA 2K League? I believe you told me you are a free agent, but you know, you are open to other opportunities.
So played the first 2 years in the league. It has been great. I'm not too sure what the future holds, if I'm gonna continue for season three, but keeping all my options open, whether that's being a player, or a GM. So just kind of taking like a mental break in terms of playing from the game, and just kind of reevaluating myself. And I'm still going to be, of course, I love the league. I'm going to be following it very, very closely. And just kind of seeing what doors open, you know, as the year starts to come.
You, if you want to share with us, what was your favorite moment last year with Nets Gaming?
My favorite moment, I'll probably say our first game, you know, as a franchise. I think, you know, that will always go down as history. I believe we played the Knicks our very first game in the football tournament. You know, they were the defending champions, so that was a very, very big statement game. And we came out on top. So to be a part of the first ever franchise victory is something that I'll always remember.
Yeah, it was a good night. I believe I was there. And again, I was a deer in the headlights. I'm like, I don't understand. Why are the Nets Gaming people jumping up and down? It wasn't until I found out, like, oh, this is their first game ever. I was like, oh, that explains a lot. I had to rely on you, your colleagues, the coaches, even some of the on-court talent, like your streaming announcers, just to figure out everything. I remember asking left and right, like, what does this mean? And what does this mean? Why is Shockey getting up and down saying lockdown, lockdown, or green, or green? I was like, I don't understand what is going on here. So I was like, oh, green because of the bar in the video game that they're free to shoot. Yeah. Okay, I get it now. Yeah, it's a lot more, again, than Shockey mm-hmm. was talking about, or my experience, than just simply guys getting behind a controller. You got to really read mm-hmm. a lot. There's plays. There's a coach that patrols the sidelines and shouts out plays. No kidding. Just mm-hmm. like in the NFL, some of the coaches wear headsets to communicate with their team. So it's a lot bigger than what you really think it is, Spurs fans. And trust me, if the day comes that the Spurs do announce that they're on board with the 2K league, you're going to love it. You're going to like it. You will be cheering for them. And all those ones that kind of laughed at me, you'll be, oh, okay, I get now why you covered it way back when, Jeff, when you first started. Shockey, one more time, tell everybody how they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, so on Twitter, I'm on, my at is oshockey2k. Also on Instagram, shockey2k. Twitch, it'll be twitch.tv/shockey_TV. And also, you guys can also check out some articles about gaming and 2K League on the whatyouexpect.com, and also what you expect on Twitter. And yeah, that's about it.
All right. Thank you again, Shockey, for hopping on this episode of Locked On Spurs to help educate Spurs fans and hopefully the Spurs as to the benefits of its NBA 2K League and why they should join. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Make sure to go to the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio, Fox29SanAntonio.com. There is still some content coming out, maybe a little bit, but there is still something until we get a definitive word whether or not the Spurs will resume play or the NBA will postpone longer. And of course, subscribe to Locked On Spurs. You can listen to Shockey and the rest of the guests that we have here on Locked On Spurs, wherever you find your favorite podcast. So for Shockey, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.